got a soft spot in my heart for Texas,
around some of those Texas topics.
Texas is my home.
Up to date on the state of our state. And as December is here, and the Fort Worth Parade of Lights was last night.
Merry Christmas!
Aww. I think we can all say that triumphantly. Unfortunately, Hood County, the Granbury Christmas Parade got rained out. Well, actually, got lightninged out. The threat of lightning over the weekend just kind of put a damper on those celebrations. But we are high and dry. We should be good to go, as everything seemed to be moved a week. The parade last night here in Fort Worth, and tomorrow night, it is the 79th annual Fort Worth Community Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony. That's its actual name. It's a community Christmas tree.
So it's everyone's? All of,
everybody. Aww. Everybody. Just like the wedding.
Everyone's invited.
See?
There you go. And I assume the same thing tomorrow. It'll be a Sundance Square, and they'll do a holiday concert. I don't know who. I don't believe it's an Osmond. Maybe Tito Osmond?
No, that's a Jackson. No, they're easy to get pretty, confused.
There's a lot of Osmonds. Mm. I guarantee you they eventually made it down to a Tito. You run out of names at some point. But 6:30 tonight, the tree lighting countdown will happen at about 7 o'clock. So everything is free to attend. And, of course, this one's looks better this year. 86-foot-tall Norway spruce. That's taller than the... Boy, it's like somebody that is a... It's like a cross trainer or something. They'll tell you about it really quickly. Every time I see this...
By the way, it's taller than the Rockefeller Center tree.
Yeah,
I don't know if you knew about that. Uh-huh. It's over there. It's bigger.
It is. So that'll be tomorrow night. Enjoy. And they're going to have it all together, aren't they?
Aw. So the Great Sundance Square Christmas heist of 2025 is over just in time for the tree lighting. Remember the woman that pulled up last Sunday morning to steal an oversized ornament from our tree?
Community
tree?
Not cool.
It's been returned, but the thief didn't do the dirty work herself. No way. Apparently a man popped up somewhere around here at 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday. He handed it to a random person passing by and said, "Hey, can you give this to security?" Broke the news on Instagram. And it's safe and sound where it belongs.
Yeah.
Probably not with the help of an Osmond.
Obviously, they have video of all this, because everywhere has video of everything all the time. And this guy on this motorcycle, he's very nonchalant about it, too. Just pulls up, and he's just like, he's just like you said, just, hey.
Bruh.
Hey, will you go put this over there?
Bruh.
You know what I bet?
What?
I bet she was out bar hopping, because Sunday at 2:30 a.m., that's right after the bars close, theoretically for Saturday night. She says to dude that she meets in the bar, "Hey, look what I have." And he says, "Hey, you need to give that back. Let me put it on my motorcycle. Take it down there." Good choices. None of them.
I bet it was her defeated boyfriend that she was like, "Hey, you have to do this."
And he's like,
"Great."
And then they're getting married.
Probably. Well, if you are in a relationship that one half may drag you to a retail place, it is, of course, Cyber Monday today, but the 24 days of shopping ain't going to do itself. And give it to the Dallas side on this one, as North Park Mall, which really is, as you reported too, the busiest mall that's left over there. And it's the venerable one. And the Nordstrom in there has come up with what is known as husband daycare.
Oh.
Inside of Nordstrom's, they have a whole area cleared out and basically a bar set up.
See?
So the dudes can, or you know what? Bring everybody. I think probably everybody's invited to that too.
Everyone's invited.
But yeah, they basically turned it into a sports bar. And you see nothing but guys in there just sitting there watching football.
I mean,
hoping that their other just forgets about them completely and leaves them.
Well, yeah, but at least they know where to go get them when they need the credit card. Hey, honey, excuse me. Okay, thank you.
Hey, I need you to go return this Christmas ornament I stole.
Bruh.
So getting their steps in for the holiday season, they're not going to be a victim of that 10-pound weight gain. No way. It's a group of Buddhist monks. They left Fort Worth on October 26th. And they will be walking 22,000 miles, pardon me, to 10 states, all the way to Washington, D.C. It is called their Walk for Peace. They want the country to heal, live in unity and harmony. And have been everywhere so far. Austin, Burleson, Grandview, Houston. Yesterday, they rolled into Lorena, Texas.
Oh, wow, they're making good time.
They're on their way to Alexandria, Louisiana today.
I did see there was a little bit of hiccup there on 45. There's a vehicle that's like escorting them while they're walking.
Yes.
And somebody like rammed the vehicle and actually injured one of them Everybody's going to be okay and they continue walking on. Well, you said they're going to D.C.?
Yeah, it's 2,000 miles.
They picked winter?
I mean,
are they wearing their winter togas?
I don't know. I mean, do they have
Fort Worth has way more monks than I was aware of, too. I'm fascinated by this, too. All right.
I know.
Well, I'm surprised they're going anywhere. I thought you found peace within. That's a monk joke. Texas may be getting a brand new interstate. Hold your horses and buckle down, kids. A new TxDOT study, get this, shows Highway 287, which, by the way, runs from Port Arthur to Amarillo. Of course, goes right through Midlothian and Mansfield area, cuts through all the way Fort Worth and then goes up all the way to... Anyway, it could be upgraded to full-on interstate standards. The project would cost $24 billion plus, create up to 50,000 jobs, they say, but it would connect the Gulf Coast, the North Texas area, and the Texas Panhandle with a high-speed corridor. Still in the early stages, no construction timeline yet, but expected to end sometime around your great-grandchildren's birth.
I was going to say, I'm sorry, Mansfield. They don't need this aggravation.
Also, other opening civic news, congratulations. Granbury Chamber of Commerce, you have your brand new location. They opened it a couple of Fridays ago, right there on Morgan Street. And yeah, they cut their own ribbon.
You guys go.
And then just a weird study that says what Texans are watching as we go to sleep. Are you a TV on and fall asleep? I can't do it. I cannot do it. I've never been able to. But that is a big thing for people.
I watch Judge Judy.
Okay.
It's not on
the list, but notables in this on what people, specifically Texans, are watching to wind down on TV. And they're all favorites and syndication things. Like top 10, Arrested Development. You get a little further down. Friends is 6. The Office, 5.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Bean at 3. That's nice. Seinfeld at 2. But number 1. Bluey.
Oh, yeah.
The number 1 program that Texans choose statistically to put them to sleep, to bed.
Yeah, that's because you're napping with your child and they pick out everything in life.
Exactly.
Ugh.
There was not any statistics on radio shows, but we're assuming.
KB and Heather Lee.
That's
welcome.
Right.
Welcome to your real country wake-up call.
Wake
it's
up.
KB and Heather Lee.